Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's start learning.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're so glad you can join us today. Today's topic is around town.
And the title of our lesson is Which Coffee Shop? Which Coffee Shop? Okay, Marie, what happened in yesterday's show?
Well, we learned that Alex has a new favorite coffee shop. He really likes the coffee pot.
Great, and our friends are talking about their favorite coffees and their favorite coffee shops. We'll learn more about that today. But first, let's practice our reading. Here's Marie for some help.
The coffee at the coffee pot is pretty good, but it's not very hot. Ben's coffee doesn't have any steam. Ben likes hot coffee, but if it's too hot, he will burn his mouth. Alex has a different opinion. He thinks the coffee pot's coffee is the best in town. Ben does not agree. Alex and Ben will agree to disagree.
Well, today we're talking a lot about what's good about coffee and what's bad about coffee, but there are other reasons why we go to coffee shops, right?
That's right. Many people go to coffee shops to do homework, especially students who go to school.
Or we just like to spend time with each other. It's a great place to go, and it has nice music, and you can get a drink there, too. Well, let's learn our keywords for today. Here's our teacher, Jack.
Hi, Ben 和 Alex 到了 coffee pot 去，想想想看这家的咖啡好不好喝。Ben 觉得这家的咖啡不够热，你看它都没有冒热气。There's no steam. 名词 steam 就是热气、蒸汽。Alex 觉得咖啡太热的话，可能会烫伤你的嘴。If it's too hot,You'll burn your mouth. 动词 burn 在这里是烫伤的意思。结果他们两个人对于哪家的咖啡比较好喝持不同的意见。They have different opinions. 名词 opinion 就是意见、主张。Linda 也认为 coffee pot 的咖啡是最好的。Its coffee is the best. 形容词 best 就是最好的意思。Alex 也赞成他的想法。动词赞成同意就是 agree. Alex agrees. 不过 Ben 不认为没关系每个人当然都可以有不同的想法和喜好啊。
So what do you think of the coffee, Ben?
It's pretty good. It's nice and strong.
Yes, I like strong coffee.
But...It's not very hot. See? There's no steam. I like really hot coffee.
If it's too hot, you'll burn your mouth.
I'm careful when I drink. This coffee is good, but the coffee bean is still better.
Ben and Alex are at the coffee pot.That's the name of the coffee shop. It is Alex's favorite coffee shop. And Ben's favorite coffee shop is called the Coffee Bean.
They ordered two large regular coffees.
Well, I have a small cup of coffee right here. Marie, do you want to try?
But Peter, I don't really like coffee.
Oh, it's a good black cup of coffee. Right here, just try.
All right, I'll try a little sip. Oh, that is strong. Peter, how can you drink this?
Hey, I like my coffee strong. Well, fine, I'll enjoy my strong coffee while we learn more about this word with Jack.
Alex 说他喜欢浓一点的咖啡。他说 ,I like strong coffee. 你有没有注意到形容词 strong 呢？我们常常用 strong 来描述身体强壮。但是 Alex 说 I like strong coffee. 所以 strong 也可以用来形容咖啡很浓。类似的用法像是 Your tea is too strong. 你的茶太浓了。除了咖啡和茶之外 strong 也可以形容烈酒。碰到很烈的红酒你可以说 The red wine is very strong. 所以咖啡、茶和酒都可以用 strong 来形容。最后呢还有一个，如果有人擦了很浓的香水从你身边走过，你可以说 The smell is very strong. 味道好重哦。所以也可以用 strong 来形容很重的味道。
Thanks, Jack. So we can either say, I like strong coffee, or I like my coffee strong. Both work.
Ben likes the coffee, but there is one problem. It is not very hot.
Well, I think that is one reason why Alex likes the coffee.If it's too hot, you'll burn your mouth. Burning your mouth is the worst.
Yeah, well, when you burn your tongue, then you can't taste anything. Well, I don't know. I kind of agree with Ben. I like hot coffee, or I like my coffee hot. Just be careful when you drink. This is good advice. And it's also today's grammar point.Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about it.
Hey, friends! I can see that you all are so excited about today.
Well, that's right. It's grammar point time. I'm adjective when I do something. For example, I'm happy when I read a book. Or, I'm tired when I go to bed. Are you ready yet?Then go out and use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Friends, make sure to practice at home. Right now, we need to go to Conversation B. So, you had coffee with Alex?
Yes, I did. He likes the coffee at the coffee pot.
It's the best in town.
Alex agrees, but I don't.I still like the coffee bean. The flavor is much better.
Are you going to take Alex to the coffee bean?
Yes, we'll go there on the way to work tomorrow.
Linda and Ben are talking about when he went to the coffee pot with Alex. Ben had coffee with Alex.
Yes, they did.Alex really likes the coffee at the coffee pot. That's why Alex took Ben there. Ben thinks the coffee is good, but not the best.
Well, Linda says their coffee is the best in town, so there is no other coffee shop better than the coffee pot.
It's the best in town.
Well, Ben doesn't agree.It's not the best in town.
No, it is the best in town because that's today's calendar phrase.
It's the best in town.
It's the best in town. 这是这里最棒的。
This coffee is great.
Yeah, it's the best in town.
This soup is great.
It's the best in town.
This chicken is great.
It's the best in town.
I really like this restaurant.
Yeah, it's the only restaurant in town. Not really, this is a big town.
It's the best in town.
It's the best in town.这是这里最棒的。
Wait, so Linda and Alex agree that the coffee pot is the best in town, but Ben does not agree.
I agree.
Wait, now I am very confused.
No, you are right, Marie. When we agree, we think the same thing. We both think it is good and right.
Oh, now I understand. And I agree too.
So you think the coffee bean is better?
Oh, wait. No, no. I was just agreeing to what you were agreeing to.
Okay, okay, okay. So Ben likes the coffee bean more. Why? He says the flavor is much better.
Well, Alex took Ben to the coffee pot. I think it's a good idea if Ben takes Alex to the coffee bean. Then they can compare the two.
Compare the two, yes. We compare things. We talk about what is good and bad about something.
That's right. We all compare things all the time. Okay, friends, well, right now we need to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Is good to some people, but there are things that you can put in it to make it sweet. Do you put anything in your coffee?
Well, there are many different flavors. You can add syrups to your coffee. This makes it sweet. There are different flavors like vanilla or maybe even hazelnut or almond. They're pretty good.
Oh, those sweeteners do sound good. Maybe I'll try it one day. Okay, friends, right now it's time for us to go to Conversation C. Let's learn together.
So, who has the best coffee? The coffee bean or the coffee pot?
The coffee pot does. But Ben doesn't agree. He likes the coffee bean's coffee.
So just agree to disagree. Everyone can have different opinions.
You're right. We can like different coffee shops.
Yes. There are many coffee shops around here. And I'm lucky because I like them all.
Over the last 2 days, our friends have been talking about their favorite coffee shops. We all have our favorites, and it's fun to talk about them with friends.
Yes, it is. Now, different people like different things for different reasons.
And we have been seeing good words like good, better, best, and our friends can agree on things that are good, but they can't all agree on what's best.
Yeah, so who has the best coffee? Is it the coffee bean or the coffee pot?
Well, hey, I'm not getting involved anymore. Both are good. One has this, the other has that. Let's just agree to disagree, okay?
Agree to disagree. What does that mean? I think we can all agree on the right person to help us. That's right. Here's our teacher, Jack.
对于哪一家的咖啡比较好喝 ？Ben 和 Alex 两个人比较了半天，结果还是看法不一样。所以 Rob 最后下结论说 ：“So just agree to disagree。”所以结论就是接受了意见不同这个事实，不必再争论了。动词 agree 表达赞同，同意对方的看法。而加了 D-I-S 的 disagree 是相反不同意的意思，所以 agree to disagree 这表示认同了彼此意见不同的这个事实，决定不要再争论了。这个片语是不是很有意思呢？所以当你们碰到有人意见不合争辩不休的时候，你就可以说 Let's agree to disagree， 不要再争论了啦。
Thank you, Jack. Hey, Marie, I think my clipboard is better than your clipboard.
No way! Mine's better than yours!
Well, how about this? We just agree to disagree.
Okay, okay.
Well, we can all have different opinions. That is okay. For many things in life, there isn't one right answer. The best coffee shop, your favorite candy, the best car?
That's right. We may like one thing because of one reason and not like something else because of another reason. They may only be true for us. They are our opinions.
Well, I like Rob's opinion. There are many coffee shops around here, and I'm lucky because I like them all. Well, friends, now it's time for us to review our keywords. Say them with us.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Steam. Steam. Look at the steam from the soup.
Burn. Burn. The fire burned Tina's foot.
Opinion. Opinion. Tell me your opinion.
Best. Best. This is the best school in town.
Agree. Agree. Noodles are delicious. I agree. Friends, make sure to practice those key words. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
So, what do you think of the coffee, Ben?
It's pretty good. It's nice and strong.
Yes, I like strong coffee.
But it's not very hot. See? There's no steam. I like really hot coffee.
If it's too hot, you'll burn your mouth.
I'm careful when I drink. This coffee is good, but the coffee bean is still better.
So, you had coffee with Alex?
Yes, I did. He likes the coffee at the coffee pot.
It's the best in town.
Alex agrees, but I don't. I still like the coffee bean. The flavor is much better.
Are you going to take Alex to the coffee bean?
Yes, we'll go there on the way to work tomorrow.
So, who has the best coffee? The coffee bean or the coffee pot?
The coffee pot does. But Ben doesn't agree. He likes the coffee bean's coffee.
So just agree to disagree. Everyone can have different opinions.
You're right. We can like different coffee shops.
Yes. There are many coffee shops around here. And I'm lucky because I like them all.
Ginger, you're too excited. Please calm down.
My monkey man, I can't help it. Woohoo! Woo!
Ginger, did you drink all three cups of coffee?
Yeah, I wanted to try them all, and I did.
Ginger, too much coffee is bad for you.
No, it's not, monkey man. I had three cups, and I feel great.
Oh, no, you won't be able to sleep tonight.
I don't want to sleep tonight. Yay! I want to play all night.
Oh, no. So, well, which coffee was better, the coffee bean or the coffee pot?
The Jungle Cafe. It's the best coffee in town.
Oh, well, I agree with you there.
More coffee, please.
Oh, no. Ginger, no.
Ooh, you no, like we're it. Done. It's really good.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about coffee. Please help me welcome Coco Cafe to our show.
Coco, it is great to see you.
It's good to see you too, Rob.
Coco, we have a question today from Kyle Rogers of Boston, Massachusetts. Can you help us answer it?
I can try.
Great. Kyle writes, I never know what to order in a coffee shop. What is the difference between an espresso, a cappuccino, a latte, a mocha, and other coffee drinks? Please help.
Well, you asked the right person, Kyle. I love coffee. I drink coffee every day.
Then you know a lot about coffee. So, Coco, what is the difference between an espresso, a cappuccino, a latte, and a mocha?
First, let's talk about an espresso. An espresso is a type of coffee drink with a strong flavor. To make it, you force very hot water through finely ground coffee.
Oh, do you like espresso?
I love espresso. Now, if you add a lot of steamed milk to an espresso, you get a latte.
The word latte means coffee milk, right?
Yes. If you take a latte and add chocolate to it, then you get a mocha.
So, mocha is a coffee drink with milk and chocolate.
Right. And a cappuccino is also an Italian coffee drink. It is also made with espresso and hot milk.
What's the difference between a latte and a cappuccino?
Well, a latte has a lot of milk and a little coffee. Cappuccinos only have a little milk. And there are other types of coffee drinks.
I see. But we don't have time to discuss them all today. But that's okay. Thanks for coming here and learning with us. And thanks for sharing with us today, Coco. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Coffee shops are great. There are many things you can do there besides drink coffee and relax. At many coffee shops, there are different kinds of foods, too.
That's right. You don't have to get a full meal. You can get a snack. Many of them have things that taste great with coffee. Many bakery items, such as scones and muffins.
Well, when I order my cup of green tea, I like to have a chocolate chip cookie to go with it.
I like to get a banana nut muffin. Ooh. Or a blueberry scone. Oh, those are so good.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. All right, friends, we hope you had a lot of fun on today's show. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.